tweet at Radio Ray RTE. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
We couldn't let today pass without wishing our sister radio station, RTE Lyric FM, a happy birthday. It turns 25 today, quarter of a century. It'll be marked by a gala concert in Limerick this evening, home of RTE Lyric FM, featuring RTE Concert Orchestra under the baton of David Brophy. All of your favourite Lyric FM presenters will be there, including Marty Whelan, Liz Nolan and George Hamilton. Good afternoon, George.
Good afternoon, Ray.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Come on, here we go. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Not quite the verse of happy birthday you'd be hearing a lyric, I venture.
How are the preparations for the gala concert tonight?
Whoa, it's been wonderful. It's such a great atmosphere in Limerick. Everybody you turn to in this city seems to have it on their mind that tonight is the 25th anniversary concert on the 25th birthday of Lyric. It's playing day and night in the hotel where we're staying. Yeah. People on the street stop you and say, I've never missed your show. Limerick loves Lyric, and it's just great to be here on this wonderful occasion.
And it was huge news 25 years ago because it was part of RTE getting out to the regions, and they built brand new state-of-the-art studios down in Limerick.
Yes, they did. And they moved the RTE Limerick office from O'Connell Street above the bank. And it's where I'm speaking to you now from, which is right next to Lyric's offices and studios on the top of a block in central Limerick. It was decentralisation at the time. It was a move that took the station out of Dublin and gave it a kind of independence of thought, if you like. You know, we're doing something different in Limerick. We're putting on a cultural arts station that people can turn to when they maybe don't want to hear the news anymore and just want to relax. And as it says in the tin, where life sounds better.
And it has evolved beautifully, George, hasn't it, over the years?
Oh yeah, I mean it seems to hit all the right notes. Mm. It starts with Marty and a lighthearted start to the day. You know, if you don't want to hear what the awful things that might have happened overnight, well, there are news bulletins in there, but for the rest of the time, it's Marty's cheery voice, and then you've got Niall Carroll bringing you classical daytime with all the classical hits there Monday to Friday, and then at lunchtime we move to Full Score and Liz Nolan, who gives you musical compositions in their entirety, like a full symphony or the rest, and then it's Lorcan to get you home. Lorcan Murray, who never takes life too seriously and guarantees you an easy ride in the confines of the traffic jam.
Back of the net. it's like you're going through the squad there, which is brilliant.
Yeah, yes. but it is a terrific squad. And you ask the question, you know, it has come together so well. And I think that's the thing. And then at the weekends, there's a slightly different tone. There's Yvonne Ferguson and Vlad Smishkevich first thing in the morning, Saturday and Sunday. I come along. Then it's movies and music. With Aideen on a Saturday, Evelyn Grant's there with Weekend Drive, and on a Sunday we've Simon Delaney, a newcomer to the team from 1 to 4. You know, so the mix is just, to my mind, it's just right. Turn on any time, and you'll be entertained royally.
And you have loyal listeners to Lyric.
Oh my goodness, do we what? And they're there and they're texting and they're sending their emails and they're sending me, they send us buns and cakes and chocolates as well. I get 3 Easter eggs this year. Wonderful. I mean, they are just such a wonderful bunch.
Now you'll have to declare those.
Just declared them, haven't I?
No, there's an official registry of gifts.
All right,
George.
Okay. I'll put the 3 Easter eggs on there if I can find the wrappers.
Now, and brilliantly, and what a perfect time for this to happen, Sarah Jessica Parker, who has a holiday home in Donegal, recently tweeted about her love of Lyric.
Yes, that's true. It was such a surprise to see that. And of course, it's spun off in all sorts of different directions, because if SJP likes Lyric, I maybe better give it a listen too. And those who've done so have been very pleasantly surprised by what they've heard. Easy on the ear, and if it's good enough for Sarah Jessica Parker, well, surely it's going to be good enough for me.
Yeah. Are you singing tonight?
No, I'm not singing. I'm speaking. No. Like, I couldn't inflict that upon them. No, we're on stage and we're introducing the various numbers from the RTE Concert Orchestra. Yeah. And we have a great conductor tonight, and David Brophy, of course, who's with the Concert Orchestra. He's just got a big job in Germany. He's going to take over the West German Radio Symphony Orchestra in Cologne.
And you've a broadcasting connection to Germany.
Oh, yeah. In the early 80s, I was actually a German language DJ. I broadcast a German language pop show, a request show on the BBC German service called Platten à la carte. And I did that each week on a Monday.
What does that mean?
It It means records or dishes. It's a play on words. Platen being food.
Oh,
stuffs,
a la carte, yes.
A la carte, or yes, platen yes. being the German for a record.
Aha,
so it's yes. a clever play on words, yes. platen a la carte. And they were requests, most of them came from behind the Iron Curtain, because that was really the reason why there was a BBC
yes,
German
yes.
service, to bring Western news and comment and Western music behind the Iron Curtain. You weren't allowed to read out the surname of those. I have no idea who made requests. I have no idea how the requests got in. They came by postcard and letter, but somehow they were posted out and they reached the BBC in London and they came to me, and I sat in a studio in Bush House at the Strand where the World Service was based and did my Platen à la carte once a week on a Monday.
Platen
it was great fun
à la
while
carte
it lasted.
With George Hamilton. What's the German word for with?
Mit.
Mit.
So mit. Yeah.
Platen à la carte mit George Harrington.
No, I'd say, tell you how they would really say it on a German radio station. Platen à la carte, a microphone, George Hamilton.
Hey! Well, listen, enjoy tonight. And will you pass
you.
On birthday wishes or anniversary wishes from us to everybody at Lyric FM?
I will be delighted to do so, Ray. And thank you very much for having me this afternoon.
Thanks, George. Thank you. Anish Toshi now on the Prief Skelton and Oakdale Cotta Wallace.